This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, October 18th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. In the United Kingdom on Tuesday, October 17th, thousands of workers demonstrated in front of the Parliament buildings demanding fair wage increases, especially for public employees. Pay rises for most public sector workers have been effectively capped at 1% each year since 2013. Before that, there was a two-year freeze on pay for all but the lowest paid workers. The rally in front of Parliament was organized by the British Trades Union Congress. Francis O'Grady is the General Secretary of the TUC.
Now, the Prime Minister has spoken. She talked about the sacrifice that public service workers have made, as if they had a choice. Public servants weren't given a say in the matter. They've had 7 years of pay freezes and pay cuts imposed on them. They've been forced to work harder for less, while this government has lined the pockets of corporate Britain with tax giveaway after tax giveaway. So much for a country that works for everyone. We will send a message to Mrs. May. 5 million hard-working public servants need a pay rise. The public backs it. Now just tell the Treasury to get on with it. No cherry-picking. All public servants deserve a pay rise, and they deserve it now.
Paul Nowak is the TUC's Deputy General Secretary.
We are here to send a message across the road to the Palace of Westminster, up the road to Whitehall and to Downing Street. Britain needs a pay rise. Britain's public servants need a pay rise. And it's time the government delivered a pay rise.
Dave Prentice is the General Secretary of Unison, one of the largest public sector unions in the UK.
In the first 6 years of the Tory rule, public service pay rose by just 4%. But the cost of living went up by over 22%. Every year of pay cuts, every pay slip, a painful reminder, struggling to get by, struggling to afford the basics. The Tories, they call it prudence. The Tories, they call it restraint. We call it inhuman.
Mary Boustead is the co-general secretary of the National Education Union.
So many people live in poverty. Now, teachers know about this. Every day in schools, teachers teach children who don't get enough to eat, whose home lives are destroyed by poverty, by inequality, who live in overcrowded housing, who lead insecure lives. The Tories came to power. That's what happens to the most vulnerable.
Mark Sawatka is the General Secretary of the Public and Commercial Services Union, PCS.
We are not interested in 1.2% or 1.3% or 1.9%. Inflation today is confirmed at 3% by the government's dodgy figures and 3.9% by the real index. So let's be clear, when we demand 5% for everybody, anything less than 3% is the 10th consecutive year of pay cuts. So we say no pay cuts this year for anyone, and let's claw back some of the thousands of pounds that our members have lost after a decade of pay restraint. Solidarity to you wonderful public sector workers. Let's stay united, take action together above inflation for every single one of us.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.